Hello?
Hi. Hello. I can hear you.
We're back in the studio after an extended absence. Mm-hmm. This is Charlie and...
And Mia.
And Mia's here too, and you're listening to Zone of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Usually we start at 10, but tonight we're starting at 9 because we can. And yeah. we'll probably be here through to 11.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Can you rip off the thing of the calendar? It's Tuesday. We got a calendar in the studio now.
That's
one of those old
I've always wanted to do that.
Rip it off.
Always wanted to do that.
That's fun.
I'm going to do it again.
Honestly, yeah, you can.
I'm going to do it.
No, not yet. When we leave. Because when we leave, it'll probably be
closer. Yeah. Wait.
We're close enough.
Close enough. So, okay.
We'll be the last people in on Tuesday.
I'll do it.
Shout out if anyone's listening, actually.
Yeah.
Late
hi,
at
everybody.
Night. We're going to be listening to On the Beach first, and then, if time allows, and it surely will, we'll listen to something else, maybe Joan Baez or Abbey Road,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Charlie's been listening to a lot of Beatles recently. We were playing...
I discovered that at the station, we have the CD with all of the outtakes on it.
So we have,
like, the versions before they overdubbed, like, orchestra voices another guitar. It's pretty cool.
We were playing, what's the game? The little game with the guys that can throw each other off the platforms.
It's called Human Fall Flat. It's a classic.
We were playing that while listening to Abbey Road, so it's pretty much been on my mind as well.
Well, you have to listen to something, because there's no music in that game,
Sometimes,
there's music.
Like, when it's very... Dun, 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 whenever it gets intense, there's music. I've realized, but we hope that you've all had a wonderful break.
I was in Iceland. That's where I was.
Yeah, you were freezing your butt off.
That game came out almost 10 years ago.
Wow. What? Wow. Happy 2025, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Yeah, I was somewhere warm. While Charlie was freezing in Iceland. But you saw some cool things.
I did see the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
I saw some waterfalls, some glaciers.
You went into the spa, the thermal.
True. I went into the fake thermal pool.
It was fake?
Well, fake as in, like, man put the water there and made it a nice hot tub.
Dang.
But, like, the heat comes from the ground, and it all smells terrible. Yeah. The whole country smells terrible. No one tells you that before
smells
you go.
Smells like farts.
The whole country smells like farts because all the water is heated with geothermal energy. Maybe we'll discuss that later.
Yeah.
We'll also, I think, be having our friend Isaac here to discuss Nosferatu,
nice.
The new movie. I know we're a little late on that.
Oh, I saw Baby Girl. Some I cannot speak of.
We will have a movie discussion.
Yeah, let's do that.
Time we'll be discussing Nosferatu, A Complete Unknown, and Baby Girl.
Yeah, I still have to see it.
But first, we're going to listen to Neil Young.
Yeah.
Bye.
Some people and craze. Then the money was not so good, but we still did the best we could. Ooh, baby, that's hard to change. I can't tell them how to feel. Some get stoned, some get strained. Sooner or later, it all gets real. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on. Silver fiddle.
on the shore, singing songs for pence with tailors who charge $10 at the door. You can really learn a lot that way. It will change you in the middle of the day. Though your confidence may be shattered, it doesn't matter. All the great explorers are now in Granite Lake, under white sheets for the great unveiling at the
vampire, babe.
face them day to day. I need a crowd of people, but I can't face them day to day. Though my problems are meaningless, that don't make them go away. A crowd of people, but I can't face them day to day. Thank you.
pictures on my TV screen. A home away from home, and I'm living in between. But I hear some people have got their dreams. I got mine. I hear the mountains are doing fine. Morning glory is on the vine, and the dew is falling. The ducks are calling. Yes, I've got mine. While all those people, they think they've got it made, but I wouldn't buy, sell, borrow, or trade anything I have to be like one of them. I'd rather start all over again. Headlines, they just bore me now. I'm deep inside myself, but I'll get out somehow, and I'll stand before you, and I'll bring a smile.
They tore you down.
How could I see you and stay too long all along the Navajo Trail? Burnout stubbed their toes on garbage trails. Waitresses are crying in the rain. Will a boyfriend pass this way again? Old Mother Goose, she's on the skids. You ain't happy, neither are the kids. She needs someone that she can scream at. And I'm such a heel for making her feel so bad. I guess I'll call it sickness gone. It's hard to say the meaning of this song. An ambulance can only go so fast. It's easy to get buried in the past. When you try to make a good thing last. Today, in the entertainment section, there's room at the top for private detection. To mom and dad, this just doesn't matter, but it's either that or pay off the kidnapper. So all you critics, sit alone. You're no better than me for what you've shown. With your stomach pump and your hook and ladder dreams, we could get together for some scene. Up in T.O. Keep sleep and jive alive. And out on the corner, it's 5:30. But the subways are empty, and so are the cafes, except for the farmer's market. And I still can hear him say, "You're all just pissing in the wind. You don't know it, but you are. And there ain't nothing like a friend who can tell you you're just pissing in the wind." Never knew a man could tell so many lies. He had a different story for every set of eyes. How can he remember who he's talking to? 'Cause I know it ain't me, and I hope it isn't you.
Hello, this is Charlie. You listened to On the Beach. If you stuck with us through the whole album, thanks. If anyone did, thanks.
It was good.
Yeah, we really don't have anyone putting out albums like that today, like that are so cutting on topic, because he talks about the Manson murders.
He talks about so much.
The John Paul Getty kidnappings. It's an album about LA. The oil industry, Nixon.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
A lot of things. That's crazy. I think I've only listened to a couple songs because you showed me them, but not the whole album. And it's a nice story, even though there's so many things going on.
It is sad.
Yeah.
It is really sad.
Yeah, the last three songs were, you know. So.
Yeah, his divorce really music.
Yeah. The divorce music.
He got divorced, I think, around this time.
Yeah.
All right, what next?
What's up next? Tell us, please.
Isaac isn't here for movie discussion time, so I feel a little hesitant to discuss movies.
We should wait to see if he pulls up. But what's going on next?
What's next?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No clue.
I was thinking movie discussion next, but Isaac's not here yet.
I see. Shall we call him? Be like, Isaac, either you phone in. Can we call him from here? From over there?
Yeah, we can call him from the wall phone. But I don't know. We are able to call him from the board, but that's complicated. I don't want to figure out how to do that.
I only know how to answer calls. That's it. Yeah. But
I guess we can start discussing movies.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
first up, I think we're going to talk about Complete Unknown, Bob Dylan.
Which I still want to see.
Because I love Bob Dylan.
No, you didn't. You saw it before you went to Iceland.
Yes. Did not. I watched a couple movies in Iceland, but they weren't real movies. They were like short environmental stuff
Barry
that was
Lyndon
playing
in
at museums.
Iceland.
I did not watch Barry Lyndon.
I remember I called you and you were like,
I watched about 15 minutes of Barry Lyndon.
Ah, yes.
Because it's a good movie, but they posted a rip on YouTube, but that doesn't have the music.
Dang.
So it's no fun listening to a
like
movie that doesn't
to,
have any music in it.
It's like what they did to It's a Wonderful Life on Amazon Prime. That's crazy. I don't know if you guys know, but on Amazon Prime, we're totally getting a little bit off track, but
they have multiple versions of It's a Wonderful Life on Amazon Prime because it's like it's a copyright free movie because it's old.
Pero this version, what's it called? What the version? What's the thing like that?
I don't know.
But no, they took out the entire part where it wouldn't where he saw the world if he didn't exist or something. I don't know exactly how to explain it, but something like that. And they just, they totally took out that part, and there's no learning lesson in the film aside from you get $8,000.
He's like, Clarence, do you have $8,000? And then he just runs out of the bridge house like, yippee, I love being alive.
Yeah.
Which kind of implies that Clarence somehow had
$8,000. Which is crazy. So, anyways, A Complete Unknown. How was it, Charlie?
It's pretty good. Timothy Chalamet is a good singer, and I liked the Bob Dylan voice that he did when he was talking.
Because I remember you were hesitant. You were very hesitant about.
Well, because he did it more when he was talking, like just talking versus singing talking.
Yeah.
So when he was singing, he sounds more like Timothy Chalamet. Mm. But I was also quite impressed with
The Joan Baez actress.
The Joan Baez actress.
She looks just like her. I saw
Monica,
pictures.
What's her last name?
No sé. Not sure.
Let's get this pulled up. Monica Barbaro.
All right.
That's her name. She's a good singer.
Monica Barbaro?
Yeah, she's a good singer. Ed Norton is a good Pete Seeger. And Pete Seeger and Joan Baez come off as the heroes in the movie. Bob Dylan is definitely the focus of the movie.
Right.
But he's not the good guy.
She looks like my cousin. She looks just like my cousin. Wow, she looks just like my cousin. Qué impresión. Where's she from?
So, we are
sorry,
going
I'm curious
to
about
listen
that, May.
To Newport Folk Festival 1963. Bob Dylan, Pete Seeger, Ye Playboys and Playgirls. Back when Bob Dylan was 22.
Little baby. Your age.
Yeah, I'm 22.
Crazy? You're 22. But what was I going to say? You just want to talk about that movie right now?
After the song, we'll talk more.
Okay. Yeah, I really want to see it. It's not in theaters anymore, but I don't know, actually. Some theaters.
Oh, ye playboys and playgirls. You can crawl ground.
That was a cool fade out.
Well, I just stopped the record player.
Yeah, but it still was a really
That was
cool
the Playboys and Playgirls by Bob Dylan, sung with Pete Seeger at the Newport Folk Festival in 1963.
That's pretty cool. It sounded really cool. It's a good song. Never heard it before. Yeah.
Can hear the bass through the wall of someone making a song. Sorry, that's all I can think about.
Yeah,
I can't keep my focus.
It was a little booming.
But Pete Seeger comes off really good in the movie. I mean, I know it's just character, but you come out of it liking him a lot.
Edward Norton's also just awesome. # best Hulk. I think so.
He was good in the movie. The actress who played his wife, Toshi, is also good.
Well, he's in, like, every Wes Anderson film,
yeah.
too. He's always good in those.
They had an anachronistic, it didn't really happen, anecdote of him collecting chairs from the folk festival.
In the movie?
After it was over.
Really?
And it's not real, but you get the sense that that's the sort of thing that he would do.
That's sweet. Okay. I see that. I'm interested. I really want to watch it. I mean... Yeah, I was going to watch it in Miami, but you know how sometimes plans interfere with...
We'll watch it.
Yeah.
But Bob Dylan comes off definitely as a jerk, but as mostly just like a zinger machine. Like, he's just inventing characters in his head and living them for a little bit and like making songs out of them.
All I can think of is Walk Hard. And how he's like...
The Bob Dylan song in Walk Hard.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
The Short Panther
Party.
What's
the actor's?
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly is such a great, like,
one of the great
so
comedic
freaking good
actors of the 21st century.
Oh my gosh, he does. If you guys haven't seen Walk Hard, and you like music, and
it's,
you like
it's a parody
quirky,
of movies that are like a complete unknown, because it's a pretty direct parody of the Johnny Cash movie Walk the Line with Joaquin Phoenix. That was also by the same director of
a
complete unknown.
That makes sense. Okay. That was a really good movie. Do you want to talk about the other movies, or do you want to wait?
No, let's talk more about Bob Dylan. Let's listen to another Bob Dylan song, and then we'll listen to a Joan Baez song.
Oh, yes.
Because she's also great, and the movie made me love her more than ever.
That's so sweet. Yeah, I'm excited. We'll watch it this week, maybe next week. But... Right now, we're watching Cien Años de Soledad, TV show on Netflix. Highly recommend. Pretty good.
What do we have?
Based on the novel, the Colombian writer.
So the two most...
That's what's on my mind.
...important songs that I think the movie thought were the most important, I guess.
Oh, yes. You said this.
Were...
Like a
Rolling Stone... Uh-huh. And It Ain't Me, Babe.
Like a rolling stone.
They did a big whole moment where the guy who plays the organ shows up. Like
for the Rolling Stone?
Yeah, just...
You're kidding.
Randomly.
That was a
really funny moment. I thought... I remember almost laughing in the movie theater.
Because
it was like a superhero entrance for the guy who plays the organ.
Was it like a cameo? Was it somebody famous?
I mean, they're all the session musicians... That played on Like a Rolling Stone are famous for session musicians,
which is so cool. I love session musicians. That's really cool. That's so funny.
So I guess maybe we should listen to Like a Rolling Stone classic. Let's
see
if we have any live
one. Maybe even the other one,
any live versions.
Yeah, if there's a live version, that'd be cool.
We have the one from the No Direction Home soundtrack.
Which is, not the one.
We have the Rolling Stones playing it. We have Jimi Hendrix playing it.
We have the Rolling Stones playing it. I wonder what that sounds like.
Oh, that's
Jimi
a good one.
Hendrix.
If you haven't listened to it.
Yeah, I'll listen to it now when we go.
Let's try this one. Let's see how it goes.
Which one?
Oh, I don't believe you. You're a liar.